Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, we got the band back together. We broke up for a little bit, but it's a reunion tour.
Gluteal amnesia.
Dare I say we've been reunited and it feels so good.
All right.
Also, a
did
smash.
Did you guys tell people that I was fired?
Hit duet. Most certainly did not.
No. Oh, okay.
We mentioned that every time one of us is off, the text line explodes. Where's Sam?
Did he get fired?
He took a couple days for his birthday. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Awkward, I forgot to text you, but now you're here and I'm saying
I got multiple messages on Twitter asking why I had been fired.
Oh,
from random
good
messages.
Lord.
We did not know. In fact, I went out of my way. Every time we mentioned Logan Weber's name, I said, Logan is filling in for Sam. He will be back on Thursday. Every time Sam leaves, everybody thinks he got fired. He is not fired. He will be back on Thursday. I went out of my way.
Yeah, but nobody was listening.
I know, right?
Nobody ever is.
Well, it's good to be back.
By the way, Sam today has joined the Crime Observer list.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Come on in. The water is fine.
Yeah, so I was driving down I-35 on my way into work talking to Scott on the phone, and I said, hang on a minute, I got to hang up with you here, I got to pull a Dana.
He did say that.
He goes, what? And I said, yeah, I got to hang up with you. So
you're
I called
lost 911. And you're calling 911?
Exactly. There was a kid, like 10 years old, just walking down I-35.
I-35.
Oh my gosh.
On the highway. I mean, he wasn't in a lane, he was in the shoulder.
So Sam says to me, he goes, hey, this ain't Shawnee Mission Parkway like Dana. He goes, there's a kid walking down I-35. I said, how old? He goes, 10? He goes, do I call? I go, yeah, I'd call on that one.
911, what is the location of your emergency? I'm like, yeah, I don't really know the exact location, but northbound I-35 and northbound lanes. He's moving southbound, just south of 67th Street.
So he was walking in the opposite direction. Not that it matters. It's still the highway.
So he could face the car that was going to kill
him. Oh, my.
So when he got clobbered at 70 miles
God.
An hour, he was going to see the impact coming. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they promptly said, oh, yeah, you're about the 50th person to call. We've already got officers on the way. So I'm assuming that he is okay.
So do we not have an update?
We do not have an update. They did not call me back to let me know whether or not the kid was rescued.
Okay, you don't think this is one of those, don't make me stop this car?
No.
Okay, but in the 70s, our parents all did that at least once.
Not on I-35.
Why would a 10-year-old be on I-35?
Considering the fact that they had said that I was like the 50th person to call on that exact issue, because the minute that I said where it was, I hadn't even said there's a kid walking on the highway yet. I just said where it was, and they were like, oh, yeah, we've already got officers going out to check on him.
Okay.
So it tells me that he had been walking down that highway probably for a while. I don't think it was a, get out and start walking thing.
Okay.
Did he look concerned or?
No, he was just having a stroll.
Just going about his day.
Yeah, just walking next to that big giant concrete wall on the shoulder and.
Okay, sometimes.
Looking around, enjoying the weather.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
Was he on, as you're driving, the right side or the left side?
So he was on the shoulder on the right side. So he was nearest, say, the exit ramps.
Okay.
Yeah. But that does tell me that he probably crossed an exit ramp or two.
He was over by the grass on the shoulder.
Okay. How does this happen? I'm actually asking, how does it come to be that a child during school hours, might I remind you?
Yeah.
How does a child end up on the side of the highway?
Except they walk out of school and run away from home.
There was no grass in that particular area. Mm. It was a, you know, that 15-foot concrete wall.
Yes.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where I saw him.
Sam, I am proud of you, mm-hmm. and I will not make fun of you for trying to save a child's life.
Yeah, good job, Sam.
Sometimes we have to protect kids from themselves.
Today, I was a crime observer.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. That
now,
is correct.
You got a long ways to go to be the crime observer that then morphs into the crime fighter
He did pretty well. He was on I-35. He wasn't on Shawnee Mission. So. Mm.
Well, I mean, I have at least 50 911 calls to catch up to you.
I will not apologize for calling emergency services because
on a 15-year-old kid,
a child
was
walking
15.
On Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Probably walking home from school. She was 15.
On a highway? Have you driven stretch of road for the last 30 minutes?
Let's stop calling Shawnee Mission Parkway a highway.
It actually is highway.
It does not become a highway until you go west of 435. And then it becomes 56 highway.
Cars were driving 55 miles an hour. You know you're not supposed to, but you do, right? As this straightaway comes right here, and that's where she was walking.
It is the Autobahn of Jackson County, or Johnson County, pardon.
It is.
Similar to Ward Parkway in Kansas City.
I will not apologize. I won't.
Nobody's asking you to.
I will not apologize for saving someone's life.
How many times do you think in your life you've called 911?
10.
Oh, my word.
Probably 10.
That is aggressively that low. 10 in the time that I've worked here.
This week?
Crime seems to find me to observe. I don't know.
By the way, from the text line, walking down the highway is not a crime, so technically you're not a crime observer.
That is false.
That is false.
Walking down a highway is a crime.
Yes.
So is roller skating, rollerblading.
Skateboarding.
Yeah, you see them all the time.
Biking.
Not any of them are all bad, but walking or yogging, really bad.
This ain't Highway to Heaven, okay? Where he's walking down the highway in the opening credits, walking down a highway in the United States is a crime.
I believe that specifically applies to interstates. If it is just a regular country highway like Missouri 13, I've seen people walking down there.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't
Mm-mm.
do it.
Mm-mm. You're either going to get struck and killed or kidnapped by a serial killer never to be seen again. Nothing good comes out of walking on a highway. Nothing.
Okay.
I am a lawsuit winner today.
What?
Mm-hmm. I got an email.
So you got 35 cents from whom?
I got an email last night from the old Equifax.
Oh, God. Is this still going on?
And I thought it was spam. And this is why I'm bringing this up, because if you Google this, all kinds of people are getting this email right now. And it says, click on this link as part of the Equifax data breach. We are going to give you a gift card, a pre-loaded gift card with additional settlement monies on it. Now, that sounds like a scam, right? You click on it, it comes up, they want your credit card number to transfer the money, whatever. So I Googled it, and sure enough, everywhere on Reddit, everyone's getting these Equifax payouts because I am a civil lawsuit survivor.
Okay.
So I click on the link, and you guys will probably get one of these too. Everyone was swept up in that Equifax suit. And you have to click on, I read and authorize a bunch of whatever. I clicked on it. And then my gift card is now in my inbox to use in any manner I see fit.
Mm-hmm. May I ask a question?
Yes.
How much is the gift card worth?
$20.68.
Wow.
Yeah. That is a huge amount.
Well,
for all the time that you spent filling out that paperwork, time is money.
I don't even remember filling out the paperwork. That's why I thought this was a scam. Look it up. It's not. They're preloading gift cards to everybody.
And where do you get the gift card?
It comes to your email.
That's enough money to spend it all in one place.
I know. If you had said like $3.46, the story would be funnier. But $20, I'll buy something on Amazon with $20.
$20 is $20.
Yes, $20 is $20. So I'm saving.
By the way, you're not buying crap on Amazon these days.
Oh, we're gonna get to that. Yeah.
The surcharges.
We're gonna get to that.
You could buy something worth about $6.
Yeah.
On Amazon right now.
I have not seen that. What? Sam, I bought something on Amazon a few days ago.
Follow me here because I brought this up to Scott yesterday and he goes, there's no way we're talking about that. But and we're not, but I do want people to hear the text that I got from my daughter on this online shopping thing.
She bought a swimming suit.
Her girlfriend bought a swimming suit. And then Sophie sends me this text and says, have you guys talked about this? What is going on? Okay, here's the picture of the swimsuit. Sam, look, it's the checkout page of the woman's swimsuit that she bought. It's an orange two-piece swimsuit from a brand that you would recognize.
Okay.
Would you care to share the brand?
Yep. It's Vinca.
Okay.
I would not recognize that name.
The cost of the swimsuit, Dan, is $99.
That's an expensive swimsuit.
I'm not judging.
Suit.
Well, this is a 25-year-old.
They overcharge women anyway. Yeah. Moving on.
$99.
Pink
so
tax.
Not my deal, but here. $99. Below that, it says shipping. $20.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Below that, it says taxes, $7.96.
Not unusual.
Reasonable.
And below that, it says duty, $175.83
mm-hmm.
for a total of $302.59.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like somebody's buying a different swimsuit.
Which platform is this?
Amazon.
Under duty.
Duty. That's what I did this morning.
$175.63. And I talked to my I wanted to get Chris Keel on to talk about this. This is what we're starting to see. Wherever this swimsuit was manufactured, maybe China, that is the 175% tariff. Yes.
It's an imported piece of clothing, and the tariffs are raising the prices.
$175.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing it out there.
Does she like the fit?
If you see duty.
I don't think she's going to be fitting it.
If you see duty, that's what that is. Not making a comment about it, not taking calls on it. But Sophie sent it to me and said, what in the Sam Hill is this? And I said, that is you buying another swimsuit somewhere else.
That is right.
Now, a devil's advocate here is it probably cost them $3 to make that swimsuit.
The amount of fabric that it looks like is on that thing, it's smaller than a deck of cards, Sam.
Yeah.
That's some duty.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with Sophie.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, it's been a minute because April was a month of vacations for the show. So we have Sam back. We have Dana here. We have me here. Dan's here. For the first time in a long time, we've got the entire band. And it feels good. A Kansas City man is accused of helping his son flee to Colorado following a violent assault on a police officer involving an ATV earlier in the month of April.
Yep.
Mark Coleman is charged with hindering the prosecution of a felony. According to court records, Coleman helped his son Kendall escape to Colorado after an officer was struck by an ATV on April 12th. Everybody remembers this story, right?
This is the case where they were doing their sideshow thing with their dirt bikes and their ATVs down by the T-Mobile Center. Officers were sent out to try to put a stop to it. The suspect backed into one of the officers, knocking him down, then popped a wheelie and ran over him.
Violently.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
The cop is lucky that he's alive.
You are now telling me that this idiot, who I believe was 28 years old, this is not a 14-year-old, asked dad to help relocate him to elude authorities, and then dad agreed?
Coleman was arrested. Mark Coleman was arrested on April 28th and admitted that his son had called him the night of the ATV assault, saying that he was in trouble and needed to leave town. Kendall Coleman, the younger one, was charged on April 23rd with first-degree assault, armed criminal action, aggravated fleeing in connection with the April 12th incident near Truman Road and Main Street, which is to say the T-Mobile Center. Mark Coleman, that's dad, also admitted to police that he later helped his son go to Colorado because he believed someone was going to kill Kendall.
What?
Back up. I want to reread this little sentence that's super important. Surveillance footage and phone records revealed that dad, Mark Coleman, and others purchased prepaid phones after the original phone tied to the suspect was disconnected. So does he want us to believe that his very adult son said, I'm in trouble, I'd like to flee, without telling him, oh, by the way, I almost killed a police officer?
I think dad probably already knew that.
But I feel like my life is in danger. And then dad said, I don't want any details, but if your life is in danger, let's go buy a bunch of disposable cell phones so we can be in contact with you after we disable your actual cell phone. That's what he would have the court believe.
Commonly known as a burner phone in crime television.
Is there any reason to ever purchase a burner phone unless you are trying to conceal something?
May I go? You know I'm not one for new laws. I hate new laws.
Yeah.
I'm going to propose one. Burner phones should be illegal.
A burner phone registry?
No. I think burner phones should be illegal.
Name
one legitimate reason.
You are escaping domestic violence. That's one reason to have a burner phone.
Okay, only women who are the victims of domestic violence can buy a burner phone.
Okay.
Under my new legislation.
I'm good.
There is no reason to buy a burner phone. If you buy a burner phone, you're into drugs, you're running from the law, you're trying to commit a murder and not get caught. Give me one legitimate reason other than the one you gave, and I think that would be a fraction of a fraction. Why anybody needs a burner phone? Give me one. You can't do it.
No, I mean, the entire intent is to conceal your identity from that phone number.
And your location.
Yeah.
Because you are ne'er-do-welling. Am I wrong or am I right?
Now, again, to play devil's advocate here, because I am obviously not in support of running over officers with ATVs. At the time, they were still trying to identify him.
No, wait, Sam. But wait, there's more.
Oh, okay. All right.
But wait, there's more from Fox 4. Court documents say the detective responded to dad's residence on April 22nd. How many days later would that have been, please?
That would have been about 2 weeks later. a week later.
They responded to Dad's residence on April 22nd and tried to speak with him. There was no answer at the door, but a business card was left in the door on his vehicle, which he was later seen driving. During an interview, Dad acknowledged he had received the business card from the detective, but did not contact police because he believed they would just contact him again later. He said that his son told him, "I can't tell you what I did, but I'm in trouble. Someone is trying to kill me, and, quote, I need to get out of here."
So he's also a liar to his own father.
You're telling me,
Sam, I've been a parent a long time.
So have I.
One of the kids comes to me and says, "I'm in trouble. Someone's trying to kill me. I need to leave town."
I want to know the deets.
Is this the mob? What did you do? Mm-hmm. What does someone perceive that you have done? And how many lawyers do we need to call?
That is correct.
You do not package up a very adult male and help him flee with burner phones out of state. That's now accessorizing.
If my child...
You're accessorying. You're accessorying.
Accessorizing?
Yeah.
If my child comes to me and says they are in trouble and they need to flee the state, I want to know why.
No, first we're going to Boost to get those burner phones.
No.
Got to get at least three. You know.
No.
I'd have to ditch one.
I want to know, what are we up against?
Two words: burner phone.
And to Dana's point, how many lawyers do I need to call?
Mark Coleman stated he did not know about the ATV incident until after he was back from Colorado. That is such a lie. There is not a parent in the world that would have that kind of news come into them. That you think your life is in danger is my child. Mm-hmm. You've got to leave town. I'm in trouble. And you don't say, stop right there. Tell me what in the hell is going on. You know why? Let's say it's something really bad, like you owe $50,000 to the mob. Is my life in danger? How much trouble are we talking? Does it extend to other family members?
And here's the deal. If you're in trouble, here's what most parents would do. Number one, they would ask, what kind of trouble are you in? All right? Okay, let's use your example. I'm in debt $50,000 to the mob.
Okay.
Let me help you get out of that debt so you don't end up dead with concrete feet on the bottom of the river.
Yep.
Okay? So I'm going to get somehow, some way, I'm going to get $50,000. We're going to get you out of this debt, and then you and I are going to have a long chat. No, that didn't happen. You know why? Because Dad already knew what son had done.
Correct.
From the text line, a very legitimate reason for a burner phone. Not a good reason, but legitimate and not illegal. Having an affair.
Hmm.
Like I said, not a good reason.
Can I ask one more thing?
Yeah.
How do you prove what's going on in someone's head? It's not a legal defense that he helped a felon, but I wasn't really sure what he did. Is it? I'm asking. The minute you start buying burner phones, it's over.
Well, we go back to the Brian Laundry story. The parents claim they did not know what he had done.
And sure they did. Of course they did. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So you may recall last month, I think it was April 12th, downtown near the T-Mobile Center, there were a bunch of guys being stupid. They were doing their sideshows on ATVs, and one ATV rider literally drove over a Kansas City, Missouri police officer.
Real quick, Scott, for those people who have not seen the video, it's horrifying. He didn't just run over him. He reared back.
Popped a wheelie
and deliberately brought the weight of that ATV down on the officer's head. We do not know how he survived
it. And not to be gruesome, you can see in the video, it is not a soft impact on that asphalt.
And then it runs over him.
And then he proceeds to run over him. Yeah.
His name, by the way, the man who allegedly did this is Kendall Coleman. And he's been charged with first degree assault, armed criminal action, aggravated fleeing from a stop or detention. And his dad is now in trouble as well. Mark Coleman, his dad, is charged with hindering the prosecution of a felony. Mark Coleman, if we are to believe him, and we don't, claims that his son called him sometime last month and said, "Dad, I'm in big trouble. I messed up, and people are trying to kill me." Now, he is in big trouble, but there's no indication that anybody is trying to kill him.
No.
And Dad said he never asked any questions. He didn't care. He bought his son a 3 burner phones and shipped him off to Colorado.
Which also tells me that there's been some other stuff that's been going on, maybe, just speculating, in this kid's life or adult's life, where Dad's first thought is, yeah, oh, definitely somebody's trying to kill you. Let's go get some burner phones.
By the way, this is how quickly it occurred. The incident where the ATV runs over the police officer near the Sprint Center occurs on April 12th. Dad's vehicle using license plate readers was spotted in Colorado Springs on April 15th, 3 days later.
Yep.
Dad's getting son out of town, but never asks, what did you do? What kind? When you say you're in big trouble, what kind of big trouble are you in?
Because you can't have it both ways. If he admits that he knew, it's worse.
Yep.
Do they have to prove knowledge of the specific crime when you help someone flee?
Well, I would imagine for young Kendall Coleman, it's not going to take a lot to get him to flip on Pops. Or, for that matter, to get Pop to flip on son. I think that would actually be harder, though. 913-586-7798. Jonathan in Olathe. Jonathan, hello.
Hello. First of all, I just wanted to talk about the burner phone thing. You can't just throw a blanket statement, there's no reason to buy a burner phone. I've got a drawer full of burner phones, all of which are bought overseas. Anybody who visits the country is going to more than likely buy a burner phone. I visit Europe twice a year, in August and November, and also in November, 2 weeks for the first time, 4 weeks the next time. And the first thing I do is go buy a burner phone. Why? Because I'm not over there enough to buy internet to have an international plan on my cell phone. And it's extremely expensive to use your cell phone over there, and there's not too many payphones anymore. So, of course, I'm going to buy a burner phone. Anybody who comes to visit me is going to buy a burner phone,
well,
too.
Well, with respect, Jonathan, I was in London 2 years ago and took my cell phone. I got on the international plan. It was an extra $5 a month.
Yeah, I think back in the day, Jonathan, I don't know who your carrier is, but now you just flip it.
That's what I do now. But before, I wasn't able to do that.
Well,
you have to remember, I've been doing this for the past 25, 30 years. And another reason, but some people still like to do the burner phones because you just want to buy the extra, spend the extra money. But you would have to be a special kind of fool for them to believe that Dad didn't know. And they know that. But like you said, you in certain jurisdictions, you do have to prove knowledge of the crime, and he's going to try to plead ignorance. And some, and depending on the jurisdiction, they will not allow you to do that. You can't. You will not be allowed to say, "Oh, I didn't know." You can't do that. Both Pops and son are looking at a lot of trouble, and they were just trying to cover their butts. And of course, they don't think you're going to believe them. They just want to try to skirt the law.
Jonathan, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it, my friend.
From the text line, ignorance of the law does not exclude you from
it. That is correct. Ignorance is not an excuse. That is right. 913-586-7798. Angela in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. How are you all today?
We're well. Thank you.
I was talking to Sam just for a minute. I think that these kinds of parents, the same kind of parents that Brian Laundry apparently has, where they're willing to help you bury a dead body. I mean, are they willing to do anything, even if it's against the law, even if it hurts someone else? I mean, at what point do you say, okay, I want to help my kid, but...
Angela, it's a good question, and one that we've explored on this program before. At what length do you go to legally protect your children? And mine would be to get a lawyer.
Yes.
I am not going to allow my children to become scofflaws and run from the police. It only makes things worse.
Well, and then you are going to end up in handcuffs yourself. And to this day, Angela, I do not understand how Mom and or Dad were not arrested in that case. Specifically Mom.
Who clearly knew. Was well aware and...
And kept lying and telling police we don't know where she is or what happened.
Burn after reading certainly doesn't imply that she had no information.
Correct. Okay, I'm going to add another phrase to the list of burner phone, and it's burn after reading.
Right.
Mm-mm, I'm buying what you're selling. They knew it. They knew it. They knew it.
I know. I will do anything I can to keep my kids out of jail. But if they commit a crime, I will go full-blown Colonel Mayo Parks, get in the truck, we're going to the police station. My dad turned me in when I committed a crime.
From the text line, wouldn't dad have seen it on the news, especially after they released that image?
That thing was all over the place. And it's not like a million 28-year-olds here drive ATVs.
That's, or a very specific, you know, bright yellow ATV.
Yeah, if you had said to me, Sam, that the crime was burglary, you would have plausible deniability because there's so many burglaries in this town at any given moment, unfortunately, residential, business, or otherwise, you wouldn't immediately know, oh my gosh, is that what my son has done? Because that's not going to make the news all the time. An ATV that is fluorescent yellow, almost killing a police officer, it was the top story everywhere. And so let's just say the son said, I don't want to tell you what I did, but I'm in trouble. You wouldn't start scouring the news?
Come on.
Give me a break.
I mean, and keep in mind, he was easily identified because he was turned in by an anonymous tips call.
Nobody believes for a New York minute that dad didn't ask, all right, son, what did you do? Come clean. Tell me what you did. We'll get this figured out. Dad knew. Everybody with a brain knows that dad asked that question. What did you do? And his son probably told him, would be my guess. And dad said, all right, we're going to get you 3 burner phones and get you to Colorado.
You would also just say, Scott, we're not moving until I have a better understanding of how I can help you.
And what we're up against.
We're not leaving here until I know.
But what if they maybe had a history of getting themselves into sticky situations and come to you frantic saying somebody's trying to kill me?
Your first question is always going to be, what did you do?
And who is trying to kill you? Son, I cannot help you if I don't know who we're up against.
Are they trying to kill me? Do I need to be looking over my shoulder?
Who is trying to kill you and why? I mean, if my kid, for the love of God, this story is so unbelievable. If my kid came to me and said, I did something wrong and people, dad, are trying to kill me, my first question would be, what did you do? My second question is going to be, who are we up against?
Yep.
Who is trying to kill you? To your point, Dana, from the last segment, are we up against the mob?
Yeah, that's the first question I would ask, honestly. I just finished Sopranos about 12 years later. I need to know what you've done.
Are we up against some hoodlums from the neighborhood? That's one thing. Are we up against the Sicilian mob? That's something else. I mean, really, does the name end in a vowel? Yes or no? Because if it ends in a vowel, you're not going to Colorado. We're going to Colorado.
Oh, my God.
And we're all buying burner phones.
If the last name is Valenti, we're out of here.
Scott. I would have gone with Soprano, but I see where you're going, and it's still funny.
913-586-7798. Megan in Illinois. Megan, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say, I know several people, including my little brother, are very much into the street racing. And I know for a long time, those stories on the news were very prominent. And it was almost a daily thing. We were hearing complaints about it. I had to call him every time I saw something on the news about it to make sure he wasn't in trouble. He wasn't injured. He wasn't in jail. And that's just my brother. I can't imagine being a parent not questioning or being concerned with my kids' safety if I knew they were involved in activities like that. And then just a small fun thing I wanted to point out, maybe not fun, but the only connection I ever had to burner phones was being in high school if your parents took your phone. That was a quick way to get access back to your friends.
But they're all being ne'er-do-wells. It's still not a good reason they have them.
Which, by the way, if your parents are taking your phone away and you need a burner phone, you've done something wrong.
Bingo.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. The oldest human on planet Earth has died.
Aww.
Yep. Sister Ina Canabaro, a Brazilian nun and teacher who was the world's oldest person, died yesterday, just weeks short of turning 117 years old. Sister Canabaro died at home of natural causes. According to her congregation, she was confirmed in January as the world's oldest person on the planet.
We talked about it.
She would have turned 117 on May 27th. The world's oldest person now is Ethel Caterham, 115
okay,
years old.
How'd you like to get that call? Ethel, well, we got good news and we got bad news, sweetheart.
you're about to die.
You were number two, and now you are at the plate, my friend.
I do love that.
Don't
they
swing and a miss.
I do love that they felt the need to put in there, she died of natural causes. Yes, she died of being 116 years old.
That is correct.
She died of natural causes. No kidding. God bless her.
Ethel Caterham is 115 years old. She lives in England. She is the world's oldest person as we speak. Canabaro, though, said her Catholic faith was a key to her longevity. The smiling Canabaro, in a video posted on February of 2024, can be seen cracking jokes, sharing miniature paintings that she used to make of wild flowers, and reciting the Hail Mary. Her great-grandfather was a famed Brazilian general. Took up arms against the Portuguese.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar is not holding back.
Mm-hmm.
The rock star, who is now 77 years old and looks incredible for his age, aired some grievances about former Van Halen vocalist David Lee Roth in a very blunt conversation with Rolling Stone magazine published yesterday, said he wanted to break David Lee Roth's neck.
Wow.
During their 2002 tour together. I went to go see that show at Sandstone.
Yeah.
USA Today has reached out to Roth for comment. He has not responded. Quoting here from Hagar, "Dave always wants too much. He always tries to upstage. He tried to pull stuff on the Sam and Dave tour in 2002. The nights when he was opening, because we flip-flopped the headliner opener, which I would never do again, I would never bother, but look, I'm not an opening act for anybody. On those nights when he would be the headliner, or the opening act, sorry, he would call in and say that the bus had broken down 10 minutes before he was supposed to go on. And because I care about the fans, I would go on. I did that about four times."
Okay. There's really only one musical headline that we need to be talking about today. And last night at the end of the show, I looked over at the ABC Nightly News with David Muir.
With whom?
David Muir. And I saw so many photos of Barbara Streisand. And for one second, my heart skipped because I thought something had happened to her. That is not true. Barbara Streisand has announced she is teaming up with a host of characters to release a new duet album.
Mm-hmm.
Inside.
No, we got it. We're good.
Never know why.
No, we're good.
Oh, the road is narrow and long. Crank this, Sam. There are so many great duets. Oh, I love a song. Eyes meet eyes. We've got Barry Gibb. I mean, I don't even know where to start. There are so many phenomenal Barbara Streisand duets.
Yeah.
So, in honor of her announcement, I have asked Scott to join me in a way that really only we can, in honoring Babs.
Don't call her Babs.
With one of my favorite songs of all time, featuring Barbara Streisand and the great Neil Diamond. And we will do that coming up in the 3 o'clock hour.
We will?
Yeah.
I've only heard this song twice.
I gave you homework last night.
You said to listen to it twice, and I did.
To it.
I did.
I don't believe you. And I told you to learn it and write it down. There's only a couple of lyrics that you need to know because, let's be honest, Barbara shines in the duet. Neil was just kind of there as a supporting character.
Well, actually, he's got quite a few lyrics.
We will break down the gift that is "You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore."
Uh-huh.
Straight ahead on the program. She's got some heavy hitters on this duet album, Scott. She is the queen of heavy hitting.
Bob Dylan's on there.
Paul McCartney.
That'll be terrible.
Hosier.
You know Hosier, Scott.
I do know Hosier.
Legendary.
Yep.
Take me to church. Why do you hate Bob Dylan?
What?
Why do you hate Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan is a brilliant poet. If anybody can make the argument that he is a decent vocalist, I would literally welcome that debate. Bob Dylan is the worst singer in the world. Dare I say, and I love metal, he's worse than Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead. Okay. And Lemmy Kilmister cannot sing.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
We are diverting from the topic at hand. Others singing on to Sing with Streisand include Sting, James Taylor.
He's lame.
Sam Smith.
Like him.
Tim McGraw.
Liked him.
Josh Groban.
Mm-hmm.
Seal.
Mm.
This is going to be a smash.
You left out
hit.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, there's one that she's doing with Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey.
I think that's not the same song.
Three voices, one track.
It's a triplet.
It's right. a trio. Yeah, it's three of them singing as one.
A disaster.
No, that's at 3 o'clock.
Also, in the 3 o'clock hour of the program, did you see what happened at PNC Park last night?
What? How does that happen?
He is in critical condition.
God bless him.
There was a fan at the Pirates-Cubs game fell out of the stands last night, landed on the warning track in the outfield.
So awful.
And the I didn't know that. Sam just said we have an extra minute in the show this hour. Good. So I will tell you the story. A man attending last night's game between the Pirates and the Cubs is in critical condition after he fell from the 21-foot Clemente wall in right field at PNC Park, stunning fans and attendants and players on the field. It has been ruled an accident. He was not pushed. He didn't jump. The incident happened in the seventh inning. A video from the game shows Pirate players running the bases after a hit and the man falling from his seat onto the playing field, onto the warning track. The Pirates say the man was transported to Allegheny General Hospital after medical personnel attended to him. The outfield wall, which features out-of-town scores from other games, is located behind right field at PNC Park, which opened in 2001 and is named in honor of Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente. It rises 21 feet over the field. The 21 feet signifies Clemente's uniform number. The wall then drops down to only 6 feet where the left field bleachers are.
Which is a pretty standard height for an outfield wall.
Help me understand, if there's a railing there, is it possible that you just lean over? He wasn't trying to catch a foul ball.
No.
Is it possible you just...
How tall is he? Do we know?
It doesn't say.
My question is, Sam, if you're really tall, is it possible that you're top heavy? Like Sam, I'm sorry, but you're a super tall guy.
If I was a couple of juice boxes deep at a baseball game and leaning over that railing, I certainly could have toppled over.
And we don't know that he was.
Yes, we do not.
Well, let me see if I can get the video for you, Dana.
Oh, I don't want to see it. In fact, the story that I read, they stopped the video right before the fall, and I appreciate that. I've seen it. I've read the story. I don't want to see it.
Let me watch this again for a second.
It's just awful. I just don't understand how
happens. He appears to jump. I'm watching it right now. He jumps and goes over the railing.
Like jumps at, woo, like one of the plays, like in excitement?
I think it looks like he's jumping in excitement to the play. He jumps up and then falls forward over the railing.
And then if he was excited, leaning forward about what was going on the field, and then jumped, that momentum could certainly carry him
over. It looks like he jumps out of his seat. Hang on, I'm watching it again. Yes, he jumps out of his seat and then falls over the railing.
Okay, so picture you guys, if you were excited about a play, because did someone just hit like a base hit?
There was a hit.
He just shoots up, and then the bar hits his waist like you would on the uneven parallel bars in gymnastics, and he just loop-de-loop flips straight over.
Lands right on his back.
God, man, I hope he's okay, but my
he's in critical
God,
condition.
Scott.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.